This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Happy holidays to everybody. Welcome to this version of America Tonight. A couple of quick housekeeping notes for you. And as always, thrilled to be with you, Kate Delaney. Happy, happy New Year's. On the 29th of January, another nail the score, because I owe you one from last week dealing with a sick mother-in-law, I will give you a double dip, meaning we'll have two games, and I am so certain at the end of the year someone is going to nail the score the 29th. Could it be more dramatic? Imagine what you could win, the prizes, the accolades, woohoo, from winning something from America Tonight. We do one segment of Nail the Score, so you have to jump in. It's in our second hour of that show. It's in our second hour, and it's in the last segment. So mark it down. I know you'll be around because it's on a different day than we normally do it. We'll still have our cheap movie reviews, too, by the way, because the holiday season, a lot of movies come out. All right, 'tis the season to grant clemency. And how about this? The president granted clemency to 231 people, the largest single day act of his presidency. And he commuted sentences of 153. Since he's been in office, he's commuted 1,176, there's one for a week and count, including 395 life sentences. A majority of them involved drug-related charges. He also granted pardons to 78 people, doubling the previous number of pardons for a total of 148. The White House counsel, Neil Eggleston, said that he thinks that the president will issue some more pardons and he'll commute some more sentences before he leaves office. He also said the general counsel is the clemency have demonstrated they're ready to make use of or already have made use of a second chance. So how about that? There's a lot of discussion over pardons. There always is with any presidency. So that's the number that we arrive at with President Obama. All right, we move from that to what the president-elect is considering doing. This is the time where he's still working on the cabinet. He's got these positions. We know that there's a lot of positions to fill, and you fill the positions, the secretary spot, and then the person who's the secretary, of course, puts their staff together. But the president-elect is, you know, talking about a big shakeup of the Department of Veteran Affairs, and that's one of the things he promised when he was campaigning. So the current Secretary Bob McDonald is probably not going to be there. I can't imagine that. That makes sense. There's people that he could put in that position. And also on the list, there you've had a Sarah Palin on the list, but also in the mix, you have Scott Brown. You think of the Massachusetts senator, so he's being considered for that. Then you also have Pete Hegseth, and Hegseth would be a guy who his background is a former National Guard Army captain. He served in Iraq and Afghanistan, went on to lead Concerned Veterans for America, and Concerned Veterans for America, they've called for the most radical of the overhauls of the Department of Veteran Affairs healthcare delivery, pushing to privatize a bunch of the VA's healthcare administration. So it could be him. It could be, I mean, there's a bunch of names. It could be Admiral Michelle Howard, the Navy's first female four-star admiral and the current commander of the U.S. Naval Forces in Europe. She could be nominated to the post. They've talked about her as a possibility. Also, Admiral Thad Allen, the retired head of the U.S. Coast Guard, who oversaw the response to Deepwater Horizon, that oil spill, remember that, and met with Donald Trump earlier in the week, at his residence in Florida at Mar-a-Lago. So that's a possibility. It's going to be interesting to see where what comes out of the veteran situation. As many of you know, of course, so many of my family have served. My husband served. He was in the Navy. And I've seen some tragic things happen that shouldn't happen when it comes to the VA. There's got to be a way to improve the healthcare processes there, the mental health that so many need desperately, help in that area, coming back with some horrific damage, seeing so many friends lost, etc., which still continues, and just acclimating to everyday life and beyond that, other things that have happened, physical things that have happened. There are some wonderful organizations out there, amazing people, Wounded Warriors, etc., that are doing fabulous things, and the VA needs to be just as fabulous, let's face it. So I hope whoever it is, that's the goal, figure it out, streamline it, whatever it takes. There has to be a way to really chip away at this and make this better and not just make it rhetoric. Let's put it that way. All right, for a completely different swing in a different direction, you know, we talk so much about cybercrime and security and hacking and whatnot, and we talked about the whole Yahoo thing. Hackers are selling Yahoo data on the dark web. I know you're not shocked by that, but you know, Yahoo is the number one website for people going and getting information, and there's so many people that have that as their main address. I think it's frightening. Anytime you hear about any hacks, it's frightening, let's face it, because we're just pawns in this game, and there's only so much protection you can have, and that's the concern, right? But when you're talking about a company like Yahoo, and they have people, and they work on these systems, oh my gosh, I mean, it's not being naive, but it's being like, you got to be kidding me. All of everything that's spent and done, and then you want people's information, and then you put them in this situation. I mean, come on. So they're trying to strangle it off, but I know people that have been victims of this, so this is not a good thing. Not a good thing. Let's move on to something else. Let's talk about, I can't believe it, when I saw this headline, I was so surprised, not to go negative on the holidays, but Petra Kvitova is somebody that I've seen play tennis. She, and I've actually interviewed her. She's a two-time Wimbledon champ. She was injured by a knife-wielding attacker at her home. So she's been treated. I guess they weren't life-threatening, thank goodness. But can you imagine? We've had this happen before. Monica Seles on the court, stabbed. Now it's at a home, so at her home. And they say she's fine, and she even tweeted out, "Thank you for your messages. You might have heard I was attacked in my apartment by a knife, with a knife. In my attempt to defend myself, I was badly injured on my left hand. I'm shaken, but fortunate to be alive. The injury, and I will survive. I'll see specialists. I'm strong. Blah blah blah." I mean, supposedly it was a burglary, and that's what it was. And she was there. So, gosh, our best to Petra. Nice woman. It was fun to have a chance to chat with her. I think it was in Indian Wells, the Indian Wells tournament that I talked to her, and I certainly have seen her play many, many times. All right, with that, kick back, relax. I'm giving you some of the best of America tonight. Don't forget, mark your calendars for January 29th for the double dip of Nail the Score. Stay with us.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Friend. You remember that old song, Carol Channing, I think was the first one to do it. But regardless, I know you've heard the song. I don't care if you're 15 or if you're 80. So I like diamonds. I know some of you certainly have been shopping for diamonds, some of you guys that listen to this show. But how about pure grown diamonds? Have you heard about pure grown diamonds? And what does that mean? I think there's a confusion about what it means. And what's interesting is diamond production is going through the roof. They're talking about where it will actually scale up to. So it's perfect to have TJ Walker on with us. He's a spokesperson for Pure Grown Diamonds. And TJ, I guess that's the first question. If I say that to someone, they're like, oh, so that means pure grown, you must grow them in a lab. Am I right? How does that work?
Yes, they're grown in a laboratory. You start with a diamond seed, which is made of pure carbon. Mm. It's put in a greenhouse. It grows for 9 to 12 weeks, and then you cut the diamond, you polish it, you mount it, and it can get on your finger or your ear. It takes about 9 months from concept until you're wearing it. Here's the thing that I didn't even realize until I started working with the company. These are genuine diamonds. These are type 2A diamonds. Only 2% of all diamonds have that classification. So they're incredibly beautiful.
Yeah, you know, and when you, as what you just described, that process, what is the difference between a natural process, because that's going to be an obvious question, versus what you just described with the lab-grown process?
Well, there are a couple of big differences, but think of it this way. If someone gives you a beautiful lily or a beautiful rose, do you know if it was made in a greenhouse or in someone's backyard? They're both roses and lilies, and they can both be beautiful. So at some level, a diamond is a diamond. Now, there are some important differences. Number one, these are eco-grown, because the problem with mined diamonds, according to Frost and Sullivan, an international consulting firm, is there's 7 times the damage to the environment in a mined diamond. Think of mines. I'm digging all the dirt, water, and air pollution. The other big issue, frankly, is all the social issues. Lab-grown diamonds are socially sustainable. A mined diamond, don't listen to me, listen to someone like Amnesty International. They've disclosed how so much of mined diamonds goes to fund civil wars, tyrants, child labor. Places like the Philippines, you have 11-year-olds forced to dive 60 feet deep with just a tube in their mouth, and kids die from this.
It's awful. And I think a lot of people saw, you know, if you saw the movie, what was it called, Blood Diamonds, that whole story. I mean, I know it's a movie, but it brought out a lot of what you're talking about, where some people weren't realizing what was going on with the mined diamonds.
Yeah, and that's why a lot of people are asking themselves, especially millennials, if you're trying to, you know, put a spotlight on it, major event in your life, starting a life, a marriage with someone, for example, why not do that with something that symbolizes love and peacefulness and something good for the environment, instead of something that involves destruction to the environment and destruction to people? The third big difference between mined diamonds and lab-grown diamonds is lab-grown diamonds are typically 30% less expensive, 30 to even 40%. So if you're getting a typical sort of one-carat engagement ring, a mined diamond might be $5,000. A lab-grown diamond is going to be more like $3,000. That's a couple thousand dollars more for a honeymoon or a down payment for a house or a car or any other big expense.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's a big difference, because you think of the markup on mined diamonds. So here's another question some would ask, I would think. You know, my brother used to joke that he'd see some women with huge diamonds, and he said, you know, you could cut someone's cheek with that. But how durable are the lab-grown diamonds compared to the mined diamonds?
There is literally no difference, because, again, they're both genuine diamonds. It's 99.95% pure carbon. It's 99.9% devoid of nitrogen. If you take it to a jeweler or a gemologist and they look at it underneath one of those glass things, they cannot tell the difference. Again, think of it as someone brings you beautiful roses or beautiful lilies. Can you tell if it was grown in a greenhouse versus someone's backyard? Probably not.
Yeah, probably not. It's interesting, too, because I was sent some statistics on this, and there was a study, as you know, that was done by the PhD Chamber of Commerce and Industry, and they talk about, in this, the production of lab-grown diamonds, and they say it's going to scale up to 20 million carats by 2030. You mentioned millennials. Is that part of the reason why?
Yes. Increasingly these days, millennials really don't want to be associated with something that's wildly destructive to the environment the way mined diamonds are. They don't really want their money going directly or indirectly to support tyrants, dictators, and child labor. So that's one of the huge attractions driving the increase in lab-grown diamonds and in pure-grown diamonds. The other factor, frankly, is just there's an increased world demand. People in China and the rest of the world see the United States, and they see old Elizabeth Taylor movies and new movies, too, and people like diamonds. And as more and more of the world enters the middle class, they want the things American middle-class people have, which is diamond rings, diamond earrings, etc.
Yeah, with the You know, with the lab-grown diamonds, is it still the same thing where I can shop? Okay, it's already been grown, and I'm just shopping what kind of cut I want, what kind of clarity and color and what you would normally do with diamonds?
Sure. These come in brilliant and emerald cuts, princess cuts. They come in fancy pink, bright yellow, colorless, or white. And the best thing is to just go to a local jeweler you know and respect, and if they don't have pure-grown diamonds, they can get them for you. If you want to make sure before you start driving around town, you can always go to puregrowndiamonds.com and type in your address, and the website will tell you the closest jeweler to where you live that carries lab-grown and pure-grown diamonds.
Yeah, fascinating stuff. Have you ever, I think it'd be cool to see it go from to be in that lab, frankly, and to see it go from when it's being grown to the end product. I mean, that would be neat to watch that process. Have you seen the process?
I haven't, but again, we're talking about, the whole process is about 9 months long.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
process in the greenhouse is 9 to 12 weeks. So
wow.
The process is interesting. As far as looking at any one second, it's, you know, it is a slow process.
Yeah, slow process, but it has to be really cool to see that. All right, we're going to get the show somewhere where we can get near watching the diamonds grow. I think that would be a whole lot of fun. Do you have a favorite cut of diamond? Princess cut, right?
I have purchased princess cut and brilliant cut myself.
I know, it's so complicated. All right, a lot of fun. TJ, thanks so much, TJ Walker.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Wow, interesting talking to TJ about it. I know, I'm fascinated by this whole process. You heard me mention to him how I'd love to see the process from the very beginning. I mean, in my head, it's like planting carrots. It's like planting something in this lab, watching it grow. And then, as he said, the whole greenhouse part. I think the significance here is the key things he said. Younger people want nothing to do with the mined diamonds. And that means a lot of what Amnesty International did, that movie Blood Diamond, the awareness of what was happening really is starting to hit home with some people. And you talk about the demand for diamonds by 2030 to be 220 1 million carats. That's pretty big, and how much of that is we're talking about that's going to be grown is so interesting, and I think that this will just continue to ratchet up. I mean, I think it's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger by comparison, and again, especially when you talk about the whole mine diamonds thing versus that very cool, very, very, very cool thing of lab-grown diamonds that are exactly the same. So there's no difference whatsoever between the two. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Hi there. This is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Debt Doctors Don't Lie guy. And we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. As you're listening across America, you remember back in 2012, we talked about this so much, General Petraeus, who was a 4-star general and, of course, the director of the CIA, resigning amid a sex scandal. And there were so many details that were left out. There were so many, there's so much that really didn't stick against the wall, and it was insane. One of the central figures in the middle of all of that was Jill Kelly. And Jill Kelly's got a new book out called Collateral Damage. And she's really opened up, finally, she's really talking about her role in this scandal that ended her friend David Petraeus' public career. Jill, thanks so much for stopping by and hanging with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's go back to what happened and Paula Broadwell. And all of a sudden, outside of your home, it was like every single tabloid possible station, local stations, etc., were all over the place trying to get a piece of you and your family. And what was that like for you while all of this was exploding?
You know, it was really traumatizing in a sense of all of a sudden, besides my name being illegally leaked, because all I did was call for help when General Allen said, you need to report this at FBI. But then we learned, and it's in the book, how we learned that three of the country's most powerful entities came together and people wanted answers. What happened? Why did General Petraeus resign? Who knew? How long was this investigation? Did the White House know? And these three government agencies came together and said the only way to basically get rid of a Karen scandal is to begin a new one. And with that, they created these shameless, as you know, remember, headlines of me and Sir General Allen out there, a completely fabricated sex scandal, which we learned later from the Inspector General that came back and said nothing inappropriate and it didn't happen. But, you know, the fireworks show that they did, it worked. But, you know, as you said, people, nothing stuck because there was so much that was reported that wasn't true. And what was true was never said. And that's why I said, I have to write this book. The American people need to be told the truth. These generals need to be vindicated. My family, you know, they only have the right to know. I mean, I know we'll never be able to repair the reputation after they smeared it, these smear merchants that did this. But as long as they're still continuing to collect the emails of millions of innocent Americans, what happened to my family can happen to yours. And that's why I said it needs to stop. It's wrong what they did to them. It's wrong that they retired and resigned in shame. And people continue to live in humiliation. It needs to stop. And the same government that's collecting these emails are the same ones that did this to us and their families.
Yeah, and what did that feel like when here you've now said, talked about how strong your marriage is to your husband, Scott, but people had to be looking at you,
absolutely,
cross-eyed, that thinking that you were having either an affair with General Allen and General Petraeus or both of them.
Right, because if a government official says it, it's got to be true. Just like when the government, you know, the FBI said, oh, we'll protect your identity, we'll make sure General Petraeus and General Allen and General Mattis and all the generals that were being targeted by the stalker, we'll protect them and not allow this to happen, because the email threat was, we will shame top generals and U.S. officials and their spouses in headline news. So exactly what she threatened to do is exactly what happened. But what is even more eerie is the fact that they allowed, I'm sorry, I'm in New York, so it's loud here, the FBI allowed the director of the CIA stay compromised for 6 months. He didn't even know, well, the first few months, he didn't even know who his stalker was. He was getting security around him. It's almost like this car cannot stop beeping.
That's okay. It's New York.
I'm trying to get away from it, and it keeps getting louder. they allowed him, instead of giving him protection and saying, hey, you know what, we're going to stop this stalker, because we all thought it was a terrorist group. Instead, they allowed him to stay compromised. They allowed my family to stay terrorized. They allowed General Allen to be, you know, feel in great danger. They allowed all this to happen until the election passed, knowing who the stalker was but not telling us.
Yeah, and the stalker was Paula Broadwell. What
right.
was it when you found out? How did you find out, and what was that moment like for you?
Well, I remember I never even knew Petraeus had an affair. Obviously,
right.
If me or General Allen or General Petraeus knew it was Paula Broadwell, none of us would have went forward. I never heard of her in my life, never met the girl, never spoke to her until now. I mean, I still haven't. And so when he was seeking out for help, he didn't know who it was. When General Allen told me to go get help, we didn't know who it was. We never even knew, again, that there was an ex-mistress. So it was quite shocking. He was just as shocked, obviously, because he went out and got help himself as a CIA director, because the information she was sending in emails were of, you know, top secret that no one should know about. These generals' whereabouts, will they be, where are the comings are going, were including mine, because at the time, I was the honorary ambassador for the coalition, so I was meeting with heads of state, you know, on a weekly basis. So for this kind of information, for our security to stay compromised, it's just a disgrace. And instead, they went through our personal emails just to see if we're having an affair. And even though they said that they realized there was no affair, they still threw it out there and accuse us of it, because once you're in the headlines, you're guilty until proven innocent. So it was really an atrocious way of, you know, it really puts a bad taste in your mouth. And that's why I said no female or men, they should never have to worry about going to the FBI and instead they dig in your email to see if you're having an affair, basically seeing if you're asking for it. And that's what was so upsetting on what I learned later on what really happened and what they knew, how long they knew, and what they did or what they didn't do.
Yeah, crazy. We're speaking with Jill Kelly. The book is called Collateral Damage. She was caught up, as she's talking about, in the middle of the David Petraeus scandal. What was that conversation like? Because you were close to David Petraeus, who was then the director of the CIA. What was that conversation like that you finally had with him when all of this unfolded?
He was beside himself. And then he had to tell me who Paula Broadwell is. He never told me it was an affair that he had. He never told me she was a mistress. He just told me that she was a biographer that was obsessed with him. And, clearly it speaks for herself. But, I learned when the whole country found out that he had an affair, because that's when he told the whole country. But it came to a point where, in his defense, what was he going to do? Tell the FBI? They already knew. They were sitting on their hands until the election passed. And it says it in the book, the FBI agent who told me, we have to wait till they're not doing anything because they said the election. And in July, actually, it's in the book. In July, he calls me and tells me that General Petraeus and General Allen are coming down after the election. Now, remember, I have no idea who my stalker is. I'm still thinking it's a terrorist group. No idea. It's a female. I have no idea if General Petraeus had an affair. So for him to say what these top officials in D.C. were contemplating since July, 5 months before the election, and everything he said happened.
Wow. And how tough was this on Scott? Your husband is a Tampa cancer surgeon. He
right.
gets, and you talk about this, he gets a message from someone calling him or herself, which is what you're talking about, a Tampa angel. And it says, basically, see if you can rein your wife in before we publicly share the pictures of her with her hand sliding between the legs of a senior serving official while at a D.C. restaurant. That had to be just awful.
Right, and you know what, this is what the whole, thank God, it's the only time in my life I said thank God of this. My husband and I share an email account. It's, we met each other at University of Pennsylvania because I was studying to be a doctor and I was doing my research out of there. And, we started our email, and that's when email practically just came out. So we opened an account together and we've been using the same account since. Now he does have his own private account for his patients, but, this is an account that I use. I didn't have my own private account that I was using. So every email that ever came to me, he saw, and that was, thank God, obviously believe me and believe in me, because he knew was ludicrous. But what was most important, and this is why I put that picture in the book, the picture that she's referring to, the picture that made her start stalking us, it's a picture at Easter dinner in D.C., the one that she's referring to in that email, and let me paint the picture here for you. It's a wooden table, no table linens, no tablecloth. General Petraeus to my left, Holly Petraeus, my best friend, to my right, my husband across David, my sister there, his son from Afghanistan. It's a family Easter dinner. And I don't understand, first of all, it physically couldn't happen. You realize how this table is set up. It physically couldn't happen. And number two, if it really happened, why would I go to the FBI for help? Why would I go to the FBI and about something I did with a married man? And that's what was so shocking. We had no idea what this meant in an email. And when when I obviously met with the original guy, the FBI agent that they claimed the shirtless agent, another one they threw in there to destroy his credibility, accusing us of also having an affair. He said, Jill, think nothing of it. But, he was more concerned, because General Allen was concerned, that somebody would even know the director of the CIA is coming and going. Well, we obviously learned later that she was reading his emails the whole time. Even though they had broken up, she had access to his emails, so she was stalking his coming and going. And that's how she was able to talk about each restaurant that he'll be at or I'll be at or the other generals will be at, and what time they'll be there, which restaurant. Very alarming emails with information that no one should have. Well, the FBI this whole time knew this. They
right.
knew she was. They knew that she had access to his emails. And obviously he didn't know this. And they never stopped it. And so he basically threw himself on the sword hours after election,
right.
after election, and just resigned.
Yep, because what was he going to do? Collateral Damage. Jill Kelly, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Good luck on the book. Thanks.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Excited I am about racing of any kind and boats of all sizes. As we know, that's my obsession. I grew up with a sunfish. I won't tell you where that sunfish ended up, but my sailing skills when I first started weren't quite up to snuff. But I'll tell you what I do love. I love watching the sport. So Team USA skipper Jimmy Spithill, believe it or not, is with us. Think of the America's Cup and think of the boats and the beauty of that and some of the races that we've talked about in the past. There is a big, spectacular race that's coming up in New York City on May 7th and 8th. The racing spans obviously 2 days, and you can hear it on the or you can see it on the Peacock Network, and it puts six boats from six countries against one another on the Hudson. Jimmy, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
So tell us about this competition. I mean, this is a big return to New York City, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I mean, it's great to be back. I mean, you know, the America's Cup is the oldest international sporting trophy in the world. You know, it's been going for 166 years. So, you know, that's pretty incredible. The U.S., New York Yacht Club, you know, was here for 132 years, which is the longest winning streak in sport. And then it was broken in 1983. And since then, there's been only a handful of nations that have held it. But, yeah, right now, Oracle Team USA is a two-time winner. And, yeah, for the first time, we'll be bringing these huge cars. carbon fiber catamarans that literally now fly out of the water. They do speeds of up to 50, 60 mile an hour, and we'll be racing right there on the lower Hudson between the World Trade Center and the Statue of Liberty, and I think it's just going to blow people's minds when they see it.
Yeah, as you said, 60 miles an hour, that's just incredible, the beauty of it and how fast they cut through, and they'll be able to cut through the Hudson. As you forecast, obviously weather plays a part. You look at what you expect there, but in the Hudson, it's relatively contained, correct?
Yeah, look, I mean, the beauty of these boats is they're so powerful now, they need very little wind to get going. They actually do 2 to 3 times the speed of the wind. That's how powerful and efficient they are. But the Hudson's going to be fantastic. I mean, look, you get a mix of conditions there. We sail in very tight spaces now. You know, we call it stadium sailing. The races are 15, 20 minutes long. 3 races Saturday, 3 races Sunday, and the races on Sunday are worth double points. So it really keeps it all open until the final race. But I think when people see these boats, they'll think they're some sort of a spaceship. They look like nothing else in the water, and they literally do fly now.
We're speaking with Jimmy Spithill, Team USA skipper. How much do these boats cost?
Well, the big cost is probably all the R&D that goes into them and the design of them. They're 100% carbon fiber. They really are space age. It's really like building a space shuttle. You know, the level that we're at in terms of the engineering and construction. So they're, you know, millions of dollars, but they are just incredible bits of equipment. You know, they're now, instead of, as an example, instead of being powered by a conventional sail, they're now powered by rigid carbon fiber like a plane wing. So it really is like having a turbo boost, and I don't think anyone will have seen a boat go this quick on the Hudson, let alone a sailing boat.
Yeah. How does somebody, when you assemble your team, what do they have to do to qualify? Where do you pluck these guys from?
Well, it's quite a big change. I mean, in the past, the guys that were, and certainly the perception, I'm sure, for a lot of people in New York is that, you know, sailors in the America's Cup sailors, you know, aren't that athletic. Big change now. You know, it's definitely a young man's game. Typically, you know, our guys on a daily basis in our training, they're burning about 7,000 to 8,000 calories each per day. So it's a full, we're looking at all just incredible athletes now. We've seen guys cross over from other sports. We've got Ironman, ex-Olympic rowers. We've actually taken out, you know, some NFL and baseball guys when we were racing in San Francisco, and they were absolutely shocked at just how hard it was. So, yeah, we're really looking at guys that not only do you have to be an incredible athlete, you need to be able to think at exhaustion and make decisions and think a step ahead while under stress, because there's real consequence now in this racing that hasn't really been there in the past.
Yeah, as you said, the consequences are different, aren't they, now? And the stakes are higher.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, it's actually a lot similar to motor racing in that the harder you push, the faster you'll go, you know, in an F1 car or a NASCAR, and that's simply the exact with us. And there's a clear line, and if you cross that line, in our case, we'll capsize, crash, and, you know, the guys can be seriously hurt. So, but on the flip side, if you're not pushing and if you're not going fast, someone else is, and you'll be slow. So it's just sort of maintaining that balance. The boats get inches apart. Sometimes, you know, there are collisions, and it's all on a very, very tight racetrack right there, you know, in that natural stadium of the Hudson. It'll, you know, I think people are really going to get a kick out of this.
As the skipper, you have to look at the competition. Who's going to be the stiffest competition for you?
Yeah, look, we've got 6 very, very competitive teams from all around the world with some of the best athletes. Right now, the New Zealand team is winning the tour. We're in second. We have the British team, who's also very strong in third. The fact is, though, with this type of racing, it's so difficult. You're heavily undermanned on these boats, and things happen in split seconds. So there's so much passing. You make a mistake and you get punished in this sort of racing. So the fact is, any one of these teams could win. And as we've seen in previous events, it'll all come down to the final race on Sunday.
Wow. For you, is of all the things that you've accomplished in your career, what's the biggest?
Definitely the America's Cup. There's no question. I mean, look, it's a big team atmosphere. These America's Cup teams we design, build, engineer. So there's obviously the athletes, but we also have all our designers and our structural engineers, boat builders behind the scenes. And it's just so difficult to win and get right. And when you do it with a large group of people, it's just such a, you know, it's just so rewarding it becomes an addiction. And you want to experience the high of that as a group again. So that's what we're trying to do at Oracle Team USA. We really, obviously, one of the things we want to capitalize on is the sort of home field advantage here in New York. So we're really urging everyone to come down and support the team because I've seen it firsthand. It definitely makes a big difference to the guys on board.
Yeah, so the I mean, certainly it can support thousands that could come down and watch, right? I mean, obviously.
Well, I'll tell you what, there is no other stadium in New York where you can go and watch the best athletes in the world for free.
Yeah.
You know, and that's exactly what the Hudson's going to offer. It's and it's not a huge time commitment. You know, we're talking three races on Saturday, three on Sunday. The races are about, you know, 12 to 15 minutes long. And I'll tell you what, people and kids will get a real kick out of this. It's very, very quick and very exciting.
Before we let you go, give us a little a tip on watching this. What should people, as they line up along the Hudson, what should they be looking for?
Well, first of all, I'll see the boats literally flying on top of the water. I'll see these huge carbon fiber rigid wings tearing around. And there'll be so much going on that it'll be impossible for them to miss.
So bring the binoculars, right, and focus on...
You won't need the binoculars. Basically, we kind of have sidelines, like in a football game.
Yeah.
And literally, the fans are on the sidelines. So, you'll almost be able to reach out and touch the boats. You will not need the binoculars.
Wow. Well, I can't wait. I know that I'm going to be there for sure. Jimmy Spithill, good luck. Thanks so much, Skipper, for Team USA.
Thanks very much.
All right, so again, a huge event, this race, New York City, May 7th and May 8th, the 2 days as he mentioned. So it is a big return to New York City. The America's Cup, as he said, the ties to the area go all the way back to the mid-1800s. In fact, I looked this up. The America's Cup originated at the New York Yacht Club, and it was a challenge from the Queen of England. So you can imagine how stunning that's going to be to see the six boats on the Hudson with the Manhattan skyline as the backdrop. And as I mentioned, it's going to be on NBC. They're going to cover it. And Jimmy Spithill is a pretty big deal, obviously, and he talked about how they pulled the guys, the athletes, that the NFL guys and baseball guys were just blown away by what it takes, the exhaustion when you get on the boat, 7,000 to 8,000 calories a day. This is what you're burning, which is incredible when you think of that intensity. And then the speeds that he mentioned, it makes sense because those split-second decisions that are happening when you're going 60 miles an hour and cutting across the water. And obviously, this is more in the series. This is part of the series, but this is a big part of the series. And an Oracle Team USA that's going to be there. He mentioned New Zealand's pretty tough. Sweden's going to be there as well. Japan's going to be there. France is going to be there. And, of course, England, as I mentioned. And they're vying for the points that count toward the final competition, and that's in the 35th America's Cup, which is in Bermuda in 2017. All right, stay with us. Much more coming up on the flip side.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.